Welcome to the Kingsley Grant Show, the podcast dedicated to helping you become the leader everyone loves and wants to follow. Kingsley believes his leadership paradigm, Emotelligence, the art of succeeding where others failed, is the key to achieving this status. On this show, Kingsley guides you through the uncharted waters of emotional intelligence and leadership essentials, with the guarantee that upon exit, you will become more skilled in relationship management, decision-making, and job performance. Now here's your host, your coach, and your Sherpa, Kingsley Grant.
Here we go, here we go, here we go. This is your boy, Kingsley Grant, behind the Jamaican microphone, bringing you yet another show. Today, I am coming to you from the Command Center of the Emotelligent Leadership Institute, where I am in an undisclosed location because I'm written into the vault of where I have stacks and stacks of the resources that I have, especially for you. They are selected. So today, I'm going to reach as right now into the vault. Okay, I've got it. Yeah, let me put that down here. All right, we've got it. We've got it. Now it's time to unpack today's episode in talking about the seven qualities that unforgettable leaders are known for. And then to see if you can find one or more that you're thinking that, you know, maybe I'm missing these. Maybe I need to implement these in my leadership, in my team. Maybe I need to adapt these qualities in my own personal journey as a leader. You know, the good news about these qualities, they are almost like skills that can be learned. It's not like they are born with them. You've heard me talk about the fact that leaders are not born leaders, right? They develop themselves to become effective in leadership. And you've heard over the course of this podcast or this show at different levels as I talk about how the skills that leaders may want to develop. And I don't know if you've gone back and tried to implement any of the skills that I've spoken about in the past in your own personal life. I don't know, but I hope you have. But today, I believe that these qualities that I'll be referencing are some that you might see in some leaders. Actually, I do hope that if I was to ask someone on your team and ask, do you in any way exhibit any of these qualities? I do hope that they would say, yes, yes, he, she does. Oh, I mean, he or she is basically the epitome of that quality. I see it every day. I experience it. And match as probably they would also share an experience and would say, hey, let me tell you about a time that I saw this quality being exhibited in the workplace. And they will begin to tell me. That is the idea where people can speak about these things behind your back. Not in a negative way, obviously, but in a very positive way to highlight the fact that you are very intentional in your leadership. Because there's something about intentional leadership. It is that person who is not satisfied with status quo. You know, in my new book, The Emotelligent Leader, Succeed Where Others Failed, I talk about this idea that leadership should really look different in the 21st century than it did prior. And there are some specific things that ought to be shown or seen in leaders of the 21st century. You know, interestingly, when I updated my LinkedIn profile, and by the way, if you want to check out what I'm talking about, is make sure you join me on LinkedIn. Request to be a part of my network and let us have a conversation there. as I mentioned in the last episode of this show, that I'm really leaning more and more to make that the platform that I engage with leaders like yourself and offer value there as well, and share my insights with people who are posting on LinkedIn. But if you have a LinkedIn profile and have not updated that, let me encourage you to do that ASAP. ASAP, as soon as possible. Don't wait, because people are on LinkedIn in the B2B world or B2C world, right? And they're looking at your profile. I don't know if you get a notification from LinkedIn that tells you how many people have viewed your profile on a given week. Well, I do. And I know that people are looking at my profile and they're checking out. Some request to join because of what I share and some don't, but it's okay. But what happened is I want my profile to really grab their attention. He said, Kingsley, what does this have to do with the qualities of unforgettable leaders? A lot, because these are some things that are you're going to find when I mentioned one of the seven things, the word consistency is going to come out screaming at you. You know, it's going to jump out at you. Why? Because unforgettable leaders will reflect consistency in their lives. You know, it's not like they're today this way and tomorrow another way. And I'll get more to that when I get to the list of seven qualities. But why I mention this is that in your LinkedIn profile, which is hopefully your business platform, you are actually telling the world who you are, what you do. And if you want to see an example, I recently updated mine, so you can go there. If you've gone there before and looked and say, oh, well, you need to go back and look, because I'm always retweaking that to make it say what exactly I want it to say. And so one of the things I begin by saying is for us to put the sexy back into leadership. And I did an episode on that, and I hope you've listened to that episode and hear what it is I mean by that. But I kind of capture a little bit of that on my profile. You can go and check it out. And the reason why I brought that up is because when I use the word intentional as in and leadership, right, those two words together, that you've got to be intentional across the board to make sure that you're sending the right message to all the people who are going to interact with you at some point. You say, Kingsley, I don't need to update my profile. I'm okay. Well, okay. Well, if that's what you want to be okay with, that's fine. I'm not going to somehow come after you and be the police of your social media platform. No. Again, if you want to be an unforgettable leader, then you're going to possibly hear it is some things I'm saying. You know, I mentioned before that I, in my time of leadership, where I actually was working in an organization and I was a leader, one of the main leaders in the organization. And when I left that in 2008, and it's now, you know, we're recording this podcast episode in 2019, 11 years moved me away from that. And just actually, this is a month of July that I'm recording this podcast episode. And I was speaking, my daughter was speaking to me just recently, and she shared with me how she was in conversation with someone. And just a few people were there. And two individuals were talking about the impact they say that I had on their lives. And she was obviously very proud of her dad and all of that. And so she was sharing with Event a sense of, you know, kind of high five dad, kind of, you know, sharing. And I was very glad to hear that people who are still so far removed from my direct leadership of them, and they have moved on themselves, would say those things. That means that there's something that I did. And again, I'm not here to applaud myself and hold myself up as the standard for what I'm talking about. Because I have done, you know, I've failed in so many different ways. You know, if you have bought my book and read it, you'll see in there the number of things I've said I've failed at. And the reason why I am qualified, I said, to write that book is simply because of the lessons I've learned through my failures, my mistakes. But when she shared that with me, I'm thinking about this episode today, how the impact, the lasting impact that's unforgettable, that these individuals would say, that's 11 years after I have resigned, and they're talking about even before the resignation year, when I was directly involved in their lives, the impact it made. So, I'm just sharing my own story because I know my story. I'm sure if you were to share yours, I hope that people who maybe years later can say the very same things about you. Maybe some things you're doing today. And so what I want to do is share with you these seven qualities, and I want you to check and see if any of them fit within your profile per se. You know, if I was to ask, as I mentioned earlier, and if there's not, if they're absent, sound like I was kind of stuttering, right? If they're absent from from your leadership, then you might want to think of implementing one or more in your journey of a leader. Now, before we get there, which I'll do exact right after this Did You Know segment. Now, you know that I've been doing this Did You Know segment about an attraction and a tourist attraction in Jamaica. And why Jamaica? Because that's where I'm from. As you may have picked up with my accent, or now have said, oh, now I know. Now it makes sense where his accent is from. So I'm just putting that out there. But I try to highlight just a place that you might have not yet visited. And I want, when you go to Jamaica, to make sure you go and visit one of these attractions, because you will truly experience some of the highlights of Jamaica. So we're going to do we're going to continue our trend of doing a Did You Know segment. So here we go with today's Did You Know segment. Did you know that one of the most famous tourist attraction that people who go on cruises have stopped, when they stop for the country, the few hours of layover, they would make sure they go to that. People who travel on vacation, they make sure they go to this place. And it's the very popular Duns River Falls. That's in Ocherias in Jamaica on the north coast. And it's one of the most popular attractions because it is really a sight to see. It's one of the most famous natural attractions that Jamaica do have. As you go by the falls and see how the water cascades over the rocks, the limestone rocks, into the sea. It's one of the few natural waterfall that empties itself into the ocean. And it continues to do that from year on, year in, year out. Now, you will have guides who will help you to climb the limestone ledges, right, from the ocean all the way up to the top. And it's a good idea to wear proper water shoes, right, and clothing, of course, you don't mind getting wet. And take lots of pictures. Again, you don't want to climb the rock with a camera in hand. You can if you have a waterproof camera, that's fine, or a phone that's waterproof, or it's covered in those tightly held containers, that's fine as well. But you want to take some pictures, and these guides will help you with a group as you hold hands and for safety to climb the rocks. Now, can you climb without the guides? Yes, you can. But it's really, I would suggest you have someone with you, because it makes it much more fun, but it also gives you more of a stability, because there's a part where the water is coming down at a rapid pace and you could be knocked off your feet if you don't watch it. So having the guide is very important. I would suggest that if you want to be very safe and take precaution And especially if you have younger children, right? I wouldn't suggest you have young kids and take them there. But, you know, preteens, teenagers, and so on, that's fine. I would suggest that. But that's in Algiers. And this is a place you must plan to visit. Now, this waterfall is one of a kind, and you need to see this. Did you know that Jamaica had such an attraction? Well, now you do, and now you must go. So now you know, and now you must go. We now return to regular broadcasting of the King's the Grant show. Okay, let's then dive into the seven qualities that I've mentioned before of unforgettable leaders. Now, I will go through these and give you a brief idea of what I mean by each one. The first one that I have is unforgettable leaders are passionate. Now, these leaders, it's not because of their personality. They recognize the importance that if they're not passionate about what it is that they're doing, why should anybody else be as passionate? I did an interview recently for a podcast as a guest, and I was talking about, the question was asked about, in my book, I talk about the thermostatic leader. And the question was asked to explain that. And I shared how the leader who sets the tone and the temperature is acting as a thermostat. Then I explained also how the leader also acts as a thermometer. And that's also in my book. But what happened is passion is the thermostat set in that the leader is putting that dial on, right? And so everybody in the room will experience that similar because it's contagious. It's, you feel that when you set the dial tone, whether it's a automatic or it's electronic or otherwise, the thermostat for a room or a house or a building, everybody experiences that for, you know, it's not just one person. It's not just the person who actually set it is for him or herself. No, everybody else benefits from that, right? And so the passion is one of those knobs on the dial that leader would set. And he or she, by being passionate, will recreate after its kind more passion. Number two, unforgettable leaders go first. Now, I know that there's a book that, you know, is written by one of my favorite authors. I really like his writing, you know, because he is really out there putting out good content, right? Great content. And his name, he wrote this book about leaders eat last, right? Have you read that book? Have you heard about the book? And his name is Simon Sinek, right? Simon Sinek. And he talked about, and I've listened to his talk on this topic of leaders eating last and what that is, why that's so. And he uses the military to kind of use as an illustration. And so when I put here leaders go first, it almost sounds like, wait a minute. So are you saying, Kingsley, that leaders should go first in all areas? Well, let me explain, and this will make sense to you. Leaders who go first are those who will take, quote, air quotes here, the bullet for the team. It's the leader who put the team ahead, and they will cheer the team on. It's the leader who will, you know, clean up a mess for that something may have happened or spilled or taken place among the team, and nobody else know that he or she would do it first before asking somebody else to do that, right? It's the leader who will move the obstacle, right? So if there's something in the way, he or she will move it out of the way so that a team can come through after without having to deal with that obstacle. So they go first. They go first in that regard. Now, you're going to hear me say something later on that may sound like a contradiction, but it's not. It's not an either or. It's a both and approach here. In this area, this leaders who go first in putting their team, their people first, will be unforgettable. Number three, unforgettable leaders are like poker players. Now, you're speaking to somebody or listening to someone who have not and does not play poker. I would not even know where to start. I know the cards. You may have to get some card deck, and that's all I know. Someone could teach me, and I could learn, yes, if I wanted to learn. And, you know, I was flying recently somewhere, and I sat beside someone, a passenger who was beside me, and he was talking about, because we had a delay, and he was really thinking, oh, man, I need to get back to my city. It was in Atlanta in the United States. And he was thinking about why he wanted to get back so quickly, because he had a poker game that night. He said, I love to play poker because I really find it to be interesting, intriguing, and exciting for me, right? It's an adrenaline rush type of thing, right? And so, but one of the things I know, I've read about, heard about, and listened about this poker players is that they're very, very observant. They have great self-awareness and self-management. They manage your emotions very well. They will read people's emotions to kind of guess what they may have in their hand. Not the card per se, but if they're having a good hand or a bad hand. And they will use that to determine their next move. So they're very, very studious, very, very observant, right? They know what to look for in their people. They look for the uniqueness, the unique opportunity. They look for the strength or weakness moment that might be at work, right? They look at what might be the likes or dislikes of their people that they're leading, getting to know them very well. And in one of the chapters in my book, The Immo-Intelligent Leader, I talk about this very idea about know, like, and trust factor, that the leader ought to get to know those that labor with them, but also those that labor with them ought to know them very well. So as a poker player idea here is simply saying, get to know very well those that you are at play, in quotes, at play with, right, at work. But create that environment where it's such, where you get to know them very well. Number four, unforgettable leaders don't. Now, this is one that I really want to make sure you don't jump ahead of me, or you don't just act in a very shocked way and wonder and turn me off. Because listen to me all the way through and let me kind of explain what I'm saying here. Because it's very, you know, it may be provocative, and it may be it may cause some kind of, how should I put it? Turn you off right away because of what I'm about to say. But please, bear me out on this. Unforgettable leaders don't wear makeup. What? Are you kidding me, Kingsley? Are you suggesting that I should not wear makeup? Are you thinking, should I be just a plain Jane, plain Joan? You know, I mean, I'm not sure if Joe does it, but if he does, more power to him. But are you suggesting that I ought to be a plain Jane kind of person? Well, you know, no. Listen, here's what I'm going with this. Plain, don't wear makeup mean it's what they see is what they get, right? You know, I think it was, who it was that had the song that, you know, I woke up this way, right? And I think it was Beyonce, right? Beyonce, who talked about, you know, I woke up this way, and this meme was shown about just a plane. There's no makeup on, right? But yet she may look just, you know, with her hair like it was really done. And so, you know, it's just a play on things. But the point is that when I say unforgettable leaders don't wear makeup, is they're not covering up their flaws and they never make mistakes and it's always perfect. No. They're not hiding behind. They will disclose and make it where people will see their scars and their flaws, and they share information and knowledge, whatever they need to share, generously. They don't hold back things from their team. They don't let there be a surprise moment. No, they are very, very clear And what it is you're seeing is what it is you're getting from them. So that's what I mean by they don't wear makeup. I know better than saying that to you, especially if you are a woman, because I have a wife and I have a daughter. And so I would be kind of hypocritical to say that is not what you do. Number five, unforgettable leaders are as cool as cucumber. Have you ever heard that phrase, cool as cucumber? I don't know where that came from, but I think that if you put a cucumber on your face, you cut it and all that, it's very cool, right? Especially if it was in the refrigerator. I guess it's because of the makeup of the cucumber. But what happened is that the point being when a person say you are as cool as a cucumber, it means that you are unshakable. You remain constant, right? You keep your cool under almost every circumstances. Doesn't mean you ever get kind of upset. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. But you're managing your emotions as an emotionally intelligent individual. That's why I'm so big on emotional intelligence and speak about that and train on that and the different components of it. Because I believe the better you become, well, not because I believe. The statistics, the studies have shown that high emotional intelligence is a high predictor of success. So it's not just me saying it, it's out there and studies out there shows that. But an unforgettable leader is one that can keep themselves very calm, right? And they're able to pass, they don't want to pass on to their people things that would alarm them, things that would cause unnecessary stress and anxiety. You know, I heard someone recently mention that because of a downsizing that's taking place in their company, and that person was passing on information that about the downsizing. And then the people who are hearing this are becoming anxious. So guess what? Productivity is impacted, right? Possibly the absenteeism may go up. Maybe retention of your best team members are going down because they're all trying to find a secure place to be. But during times of crisis, during times of merger, during times of high situation, they are cool where they set the tone. Again, the thermostatic leader, they set a tone for the team to follow suit. Number six, unforgettable leaders are personable. I don't have to say much about this, right? It's those that are able to become almost like a magnet. They draw people to themselves. People are not afraid to express their own ideas around them because they make them feel comfortable. They make them feel safe. And that's one of those things if you look at my profile in my LinkedIn, or if you listen to me for some time, you know that what I do is help leaders create environments that engages, motivates, and inspires their people to give their best, to produce their best work and increase revenue and productivity as a result of that, right? So how do you do that is when you are a personable leader. And I talk about this in my book, The Immo-Intelligent Leader, where I share that for you to become this personable leader, there are some things you need to do. And I outline some of those ideas of what it is you need to do in the book. And number seven, unforgettable leaders celebrates from the rear. Now, this is where it may sound like what I said earlier, that unforgettable leaders go first. Remember that? Well, I'm saying unforgettable leaders celebrates from the rear. And what I mean by that is that when there is some accomplishment, great things that have taken place, they will put their team and talk about them first. Would take the back. You know, you watch any kind of championship game and where the team that wins, what I've seen, I've not yet seen it any other way, doesn't mean it haven't happened. I've not seen that. I've almost always seen the coach, the leader, would mention a player, mention the team, and would take the back. When they hand them the trophy, for example, and they're holding that up, they will pass that on to the team. and almost like take a back seat. And that's why I say unforgettable leaders celebrates from the rear, because they want their people to be shone, the spotlight to be shone on their people, not on them. So the question is then, which of these seven qualities are you exhibiting? Would anybody in your team mention that you are this way? Let me mention them in summary here. Number one, unforgettable leaders are passionate. Unforgettable leaders go first. Unforgettable leaders are like poker players. Unforgettable leaders don't wear makeup. Unforgettable leaders are as cool as cucumber. Unforgettable leaders are personable. Unforgettable leaders celebrates from the rear. Which of these do you find that you have done or you are doing, and your people would say, would vote for you about these? Or which of these do you think you might need to work more on? Now you've heard them in the context I've given that to you. I would love to hear what it is, your thoughts. So if you're on LinkedIn, which I hope you are, join me in the conversation there. When I post this, would you make sure you follow me, like the post, and then also just comment there. Let me hear what is it your thoughts are, which of them are you working on, and which of them you have been doing very well, successfully doing in your leadership. Let people even join in the conversation who may not be listening to this podcast, but see what it is that you are talking about. If you would prefer to leave me a rating on Apple Podcasts, a rating and a review, I would, again, truly appreciate that. So I would say thank you in advance for either of those or both, okay? So my friend, as you know that we have come into the end of this episode, so we got to put this back on the way, and I want to make sure that you are a witness, right? That's a word. You are a witness that I'm putting this back in the vault. So if it goes missing, you know I did put it back in the vault. So here we go. Let's put it away in a safe place. There we go. Now it's safely tucked away and it's kept out of sight. I can now wrap up this show and then exit from my place, the command center of the Immortelligent Leadership Institute. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to this show. I truly appreciate that. With that said, my friend, remember you're one skill away, one skill away. So here we go. Peace out. God bless. And I'll see you on the flip side. Yeah.